This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a slice of the audience listening to this program right now that might be struggling a little bit today, might be a little bit distracted, because last night, smack in the middle of the night, smack in the middle of the work week, the entertainment and economic powerhouse that is Beyoncé released her documentary Homecoming on Netflix. It chronicles what you can only call her epic performance at Coachella last year, an homage to historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs they're called. The concert was also released as a live album last night, and Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been listening to it all day long.
Let's go!
The drum lines, the choreographed step teams, it sounds like a real HBCU event. Except when you add Beyoncé to the mix, it's a homecoming frenzy. Sirona Elton is a music business professor at the University of Miami.
You know, my 12-year-old niece is going to talk about this, and my 70-year-old mom is going to talk about this.
And that buzz will push people online to Netflix, iTunes, Spotify, and Tidal. And through these partnerships, says Elton, Beyoncé's business savvy pays off.
She's created a powerful entertainment empire and made sure that she is going to be the main beneficiary of the revenue generated.
Forbes estimates Beyoncé is worth more than $350 million, and that was before her latest tour. And she has a history of setting trends in the music industry. For example, more artists are now doing visual albums, like Janelle Monáe and Childish Gambino. Hopefully, other artists won't pick up on late-night album drops in the middle of the work week. No apologies, because when you're Beyoncé, says Soraya Nadia McDonald, culture critic at The Undefeated, it doesn't matter when you release your music, or film, or whatever.
People will find a way to watch it as soon as it's available, regardless of if they have work in the morning, or a crying baby, or whatever.
And Beyoncé knows it.
Change the game when that digital drop, I stop the world.
And for the Beehive, it has. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.